So as you look through that strategic planning process, the second thing is to fundamentally determine who your stakeholders are. Your stakeholders are not only those folks in your legal department that you need to convince that this is a good thing to do, because I will tell you, you will get a lot of resistance, but you can get some incredible partnerships and buy-in from your CEO, from your board, from your business partners, and your legal team. And I'm sure you're saying, well, how do you get buy-in from your CEO? How do you get buy-in from your board? In my organization, as I just stated, annually, I have to give a report to the board on what the legal department is doing. It's called the annual general counsel's report. And I went from just this report that would just recite the various cases to a data-driven report that would also highlight cases, but a data-driven report that would share with them the progress, that would highlight areas of concern and litigation based on data. And through that report, I was able, quite candidly, to convince not only the board, but my CEO and other business partners where we needed additional resources to get the work done. So that is a huge asset, using data in terms of just being able to get more resources, because you're telling your story in a compelling way. I like to say, instead of speaking from a fact-free or data-free environment, you are speaking in an environment with facts and with data. Third, you need to assess what your data points will be. You can't measure what you don't or can't collect. And I would suggest within the legal department, this is probably the biggest challenge, because it requires change. And it also gets attorneys sometimes thinking in terms of, well, why is she collecting this? Why are we collecting this? Is this becoming an organization where Big Brother is looking down on everything we're doing? And my case back to the legal department was, no, it wasn't about Big Brother, but rather, when we show our value as a legal department, I can convince the business that we need additional resources. I can share with the business where their pressure points are. And all of that, at the end of the day, benefits the legal department. And then after you assess your data points, the final thing you need to do is just define your key performance indicators for relevant stakeholders. Key performance indicators, and you'll see some examples in some slides soon. I think it just depends on your organization. Every organization will not have the same KPIs. For example, I'm a nonprofit. So one performance indicator that a corporate organization might have that actually is for profit would be, for me, measuring how we're doing with probate matters, with trusts and estates. That is a huge area where we get a lot of revenue, and it's important to measure that in my organization. So you need to understand what's important in your organization and measure what's important. Talk to your stakeholders and understand what that is. The next slide, please. So here are some examples of some KPIs that you may want to consider. Number of matters handled for each business unit. For my organization, this was very important because we have about four distinct business units, and everyone believes that they're the most important business unit. But when I could show, for example, for a transaction, the average value of a transaction, in addition to the number of FTE that were handling certain transactions, I could say, why are we investing these resources and transactions that are low value for the organization? And prior to this, no one understood that that analysis. So just bringing that out and showing what those business units are doing in terms of our resources made a big difference. The second thing would be the average value, as I just stated, of the transactions by business client. I would say that for me, this was the biggest eye opener for my organization. The Red Cross is in the business of not only providing humanitarian services, but we also provide 40% of the nation's blood supply. And in doing that, we have many, many transactions with hospitals all over the country. Some of those transactions may be many, many, many thousands and millions of dollars, and some of them are very, very small. In addition to the blood, we also do training. And those transactions tend to be with very, very small organizations, very, very low dollar values. And what we found when we went through this process was that we were devoting many, many more resources to low value transactions versus the transactions that we needed to invest in. So that's another reason why you want to take on this challenge. The matters managed by revenue, again, a very similar analysis. The number of matters managed by each client, sometimes just looking at volume gives you some indicators of where you need to invest and disinvest your resources. And then finally, the number of transactions reviewed by attorney. I would say that this probably is the most sensitive area that you'll get in your legal department. But at the end of the day, the legal department is a business. We need to understand what productivity is and understanding how attorneys are actually using their time really makes a difference when you're trying to improve productivity. Next slide, please.